We are learning Masech Deshkalm Daf Yotes Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah Renu Perek. This Perek that I'm discusses money found, money, and we'll see soon behemoths that are found in Yerushalayim or near the Beis HaMikdash. What's the status of these things? The money in the Beis HaMikdash, that's the discussion of this Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Moyes Shenimtsu Bein Ashkalim L'Nadava. We remember from last Perek that there were 13 Shofaros that are held the different type of money. So if you found money between the kupas of shkolim, which is takin charet and takin artikin, between that and lenadava, the sixth lenadava, so it depends. Karav shkolim, if it's closer to the shkolim kupa yipul shkol, then you assume it came from the shkolim kupa. Lenadava, if it's closer to the nadava kupa, closer to the nadava pushka, then yipul nadava, you assume it's from the nadava pushka. What if it's mechsel or mechsa? Yiplu l'nadava. You put into the davar one. And the Mishnah at the end explains that when it's mechza, mechza, you always go to chumra. And the davar is more chumra than the shkalim. The Gemara will explain that. And the Mepharshim Mishnah is explained, which the Gemara doesn't say, is that the reason is because the davar goes kulei oilos. Anything that's kulei oilos, kulei Hashem, Hashem, the shkalim go for all the kavanas sibo, which includes chatoyis and other kavanas that are not kulei Hashem. So that would be the pshat. The Gemara has different pshat than that. Why yiplu nadava? Why that's more chama? The next case, let's say it's found by an eitzim levaina. The person said, I really like carbon eitzim or carbon levaina. Between those two pushkas, carbon eitzim, yiplu eitzim. If it's found close to the eitzim, it goes to the eitzim. Levaina, yiplu levaina. Mechza lemechza. If it's found exactly in between, and there's not close to one or the other one, yiplu levaina goes to levaina because levaina is more chama because levaina is a carbon. Eitzim is just a hechsher carbon, just used for maracha to burn the kabanas on that. It's firewood for the kabanas. But levaina is a carbon itself. What happens if you find a bein kinim legoiz le'ayla? Between the kinim pushka and the goiz le'ayla pushka, karv le'kinim yipul le'kinim. Karv le'goiz le'ayla yipul le'goiz le'ayla. But mechza le'mechza yipul le'goiz le'ayla. Why? Because ayla is kul Hashem. And kinim includes chatos and ayla, which is not kul Hashem. So l'chayra, the Rambam speak out. This is dafka l'fidei chacham, not l'fidei Rabbi Yehuda. We have b'chaykas Rabbi Yehuda and chacham what kinim goes to oila means. According to Rabbi Yehuda, kinim goes to oila, both oila. One was tayrim, one was bnei yayna. So then they're both the same. You can't say one's b'chaham, the other one. This mission is going to Rabban and hold the kinim was the chatas and the oila for the people who mechuyi of a carbon. Masha inkein, the oila was kul oila, therefore falls the oila. Be'chulim, now, finish with the shayf. First, what about be'chulim ma'isa sheni? You have two. This could be anywhere. It doesn't have to be in the Beis. It could be in your house. You have a chulin pushka and a ma'isa sheni pushka, where the money for ma'isa sheni to grow up the Yerushalayim is. So carve the chulin, you pull the chulin. Ma'isa sheni, you pull the ma'isa sheni. Mechzel, mechzel, it's half and half. You pull the ma'isa sheni, because that's more chamer. And the chiddush part of the Mishnah is that these halachas not only by kachim, by middle of the Beis Mikdash, even in your house, same halacha. Zeh klal, holchiracha, karev lahakel. If there's a karev, you go lahakel. Mechzel, mechzel, is lahachmer. But if it's half and half, you go lahachmer. And the Mepharshim speak out, the Bartanura, that he was not talking about a case where there was roiv, but let's say there was one pushka that had roiv over other pushka, then maybe even if it would be closer to the other one, you go closer to the roiv. So talk about here that each pushka was basically the same amount, and therefore you go basa karoiv, which is closer. If it's middle, you go lahachmir, whichever one's more chum. So if we remember the Mishnah before, the order of the 13 Shefarois were takan chad and takan atikim, which is the shkalim. Then it's the kinim and goes to the oila. Then it's the eitzim and levaina, zav the kapiris and shishal and adava. If you line that up, it comes out on the two ends are the shkalim takachat takin on one end, and the other end is the shishal and adava. So Gemara has a kasha loyhud sechul lebein shkalim lekinim. How is it possible you find something in the shkalim and adava? They are two separate ends. The ones that are next to each other are the shkalim and the kinim or the guys the oila. That's what's next to each other. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Avim Shiram Pinchas, Kimim Bechlaya Hayo Isim. They were set up, the Shefar was set up in a circle. Since they were set up in a circle, so then the Shkalim were next to the Nadava because they were both ends, and on a circle they both were close to each other. That's the Pshat, why the Shkalim and Nadava. And yeah, if anyone has an article, they look at the picture, it makes a beautiful picture, and you can see the whole order and how they were close to each other. The two ends were close to each other because it was in a circle. Now, the Mishnah said, Mechzel, Mechzel, Yiplu, Nadav. It said that if it's half and half, then you're not sure if you go to the Shkalim, which is the Kabbalah's Tzibur, or to the Nadava ones, which is Kitzim Esbeach. Which ones to go? So it's a Yiplu, Nadav. So we explained from the first Mishnah, it's a Pshat, but the Gemara has a different Mishnah. The Gemara has a Kasha. It should go to the skolam. Why? Because the Gemara is assuming that kavanah siba is something that's more chashuv. So when you find between this and this, what would you think more chashuv? The kitzim is bech kavanah siba. I would say kavanah siba. So let's go to kavanah siba. That's the Gemara's kasha. And with the Gemara, two truths. Teretz number one is the boilem emar shema yiplu l'shiyari lishka. The first teretz is that, you know, some of the takan chadat takan tikan, let's say takan chadat, I'll say, not everything goes to kavanah siba. The halacha is meiser ha-lishka goes where? It goes to the bedek abayis, it goes to fix up the walls, it goes maybe to the sharis, if you want, the yama, it goes for different things. So that's not as chashuv as a carbon. So it comes out that the kitzim zbeach is more chashuv because it's very possible that a takan charetim will go for something that goes for shiyori halishka, which is not as chashuv as as a carbon oilo. And therefore, the halacha is that you give it to nadava because that's more chashuv. That's more chashuv. There was one teretz. Another teretz is by the meimar mechsel mechsel kamishim meitz. That mechsel mechsel is like someone who dies. Someone gives a shekel and he dies. So then the halach is, it goes to kitzim mizbeach. So we're saying here, if it gets, it falls out, it gets lost, it's ke'ilu, the owner died. We don't know, it's like we don't know who this belongs to anymore, so it's like he's not alive anymore, the owner. And therefore it goes to nadava because of the halacha that someone gives a shekel and he dies, it goes to kitzim mizbeach. And the Gemara brings such a halacha. When I was there in Bavel, Shamat Kal Rav Huna, Shalosh Shmuel, I heard Rav Huna asking Shmuel, Hifresh Shekel, someone who possesses on a shekel, or makes it dies, what's the halacha? It goes to Nadava. So you see, this idea that it goes to Nadava, the chiddush is that we're teaching our Mishnah to say that if it's found between the two kupais, it's ke'ilu, that the guy died, which is a chiddush to look at it like that way. But Kapanim, that's the second tarot. So we have two pshatim on Gemara, one goes on Dava, and we really have three pshatim if we use the pshatim in Mishnayos. Zot the Gemara Vaita, a Gemara that sounds familiar, we had it before, and we're going to have it later on again also. The Moisa Asira Se'efa Shaloi. Extra Asira Se'efa means the Kohen Gadol brought every day the Asira Se'efa, which was a sarin, which was a mincha the size of a sarin, he cut it in half. Half in the morning, half at night. It actually was made into 12 chalas. 6 chalas in the morning, 6 matzah de chalas, not chametz. 6 in the morning, 6 at night. And that was the halacha of Masir Seifa. Let's say you have extra money from Masir Seifa. What's the halacha? Rechonam Yerichem Yam Melech, goes to Yam Melech. Rav Lozom, Yiplu Nadava. Because as we had in the sugya of Arichas before, the shaila was when the moiser that goes to Nadava, is that dafka a moiser of something that's a kapara or any moiser of Kavan Tzibur? So that was the machlekes over here. The Rabbi Yechanan held that dafka a moiser of a chatas or asham, like the Mishnah sounds like before, goes to nedava, but not mesiras eif, which is not for kapara. Rav Loz holds any carbon tzibur. We had this Mishnah before about this. This Mishnah was on Vavam and Beis, where it said a klal that zeklal kol shu balashim chatas or asham a moiser on nedava. So that was the Mishnah, but this is the Machlekes over here in the Gemara. What is the Lachas Teres Eibar? The Machlekes also a lot of the Yomim hold that carbon zebra Moisa also goes on the dump. Pray to the Kasha. This Kasha is going on the next part of the Mishnah. Really, it should be like two dots with a new part of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, if you find something ben kinim goes to Eila, what's the halacha when it's mechza mechza? It goes to goes to Eila, right? Now let's think about something. The kinim is a chatas and a oila. So it comes out, when you're being makkah this, you're not sure, you're saying, go to chumra, but maybe it's a chatas. You like to take chatas and bring it as a oila? What's going on here? That's more as kasha. The kasha, the yesh chatas crave oila? So Gemara answers, chiskir b'shev shim melokish, t'nai bezdin hu ala maestros, shiakrivu. There's a t'nai bezdin that allows you, that they say, when t'nai bezdin, when you put money into this pushka for a chatas, part of built-in tonight is that if it gets lost, then the halacha is a big mak of oila, be hook of the oila. That's the halacha. What? The Mars kasha. Mars kasha. But that's the answer to the kasha. That how could it be a chatas and oila? Turns out tonight bezdin. Right to Mars next kasha. Ha'isha azois. Just make sure I read every word. Tonight bezdin who amaisa shiuk of oila. Yeah. Let's say it was taka fell out of the kinim that had the kabbalah's chatzah for people who are mechuyev. Let's say it was an Isha who had a baby or was a Zava. How is she going to get her kapara? Her Isha says, my name is kapara. It's good you're allowed to bring us Tanai Bezdin. What happened to the kapara? Tanai Bezdin, there was a Tanai Bezdin, which is a Mishnah later on, talks about this, that a Mesapik as Akinim, a Mesapik as Apsulais. The halacha was that, let's say, one of the kabanas that were taken from this kinim, became puzzle. The halacha is the one who supplied the kabanas had to supply a free new set. And our Gemara is taking it a little further. When something got lost, or something fell out, and now because of that you're bringing it loyla, misafik, the supplier supplied a new kinim, and they will mezake it to whoever the person is, who just in case lost, it will be for them. Are you going to ask me, how are you allowed to do that? You're not allowed to bring a chatas on a dava. So on the side that's not a chatas, how do you bring a chatas? Well, here we're coming, I was saying, when something is lost, you send it to the nadava pile, taka, but you bring an extra kinim. So you bring an extra kinim, how do you bring a chatas? So halacha is that chatas behemah you can't bring misafik. But chatas oif, you could bring misafik. That's the halacha. And the basic premise is, because a chatas behemah, you're not makbam as bech any part of it. All you do is makbam dam. The rest of the part is eaten by chatas oif. You don't bring any part of mizbeach really. So therefore, that's really the premise why it's allowed. And it's literally brought misafik. That's a lach. How's Oyfi brought misafik?
Why is it
misafik? What? No, we're not sure if they lost it from here. I'm not sure. Maybe we're talking about the Nadava. Maybe we're talking about the Nadava. What?
We're off by any
number. No, not off by any number. We don't know numbers in there. People put it in anonymously. We don't know the number that's in this pushko. The question was that we were saying it's lost, so putting it to the Nadava. Maybe it really fell out in the Nadava one, Taka. Maybe it was Taka right, fell out in the Nadava. So Akapanam, the teretz is, the two questions were, one, how do you bring it as a chatas? That the teretz is that you have a Tanai Bezdin. Because the question was there, it was already kudosh to a chatas. How do you bring it oil? Teretz is that's Tanai Bezdin. Second question was, how do you get a kapara? Teretz is you bring an extra one for, when anything is lost, it's a simon, you got to bring an extra one. And they bring it misafik, and you can bring it misafik. Break them on our kasha. That we didn't speak out other cases. There's two other cases that he didn't speak out. One case is, like Tzurchot, like Ktaris, like Ktaris, like Eitzim, between Ktaris and Eitzim. The other member is the Shaifi from the Ktaris, there's no Shaifi from the Ktaris. So it has to be, if it changed the Girsa, to Bein Goizla Oila to Eitzim, or to Eitzim, and between Eitzim, between Goizla Oila and Eitzim, probably have to switch them. Let me see what the Goyin switches it to. Bekinim Leitzim, yeah. It's real, or it should be Bein Goizla Oila Leitzim, if that's an order. Akaponim, that should really be. Between the Goyiz La'ayla and the Eitzim, that should be the Gersa. So the Mara's question is, what happens to the Goyiz La'ayla and Eitzim? The Mishnah never told us. That's question one. Question one, two, the Levitos of the Kaparis, what, you don't tell me what, where it goes. So, and for the Gemara, it's not Shver. But Taniso of a Soifa, it says, then the Mishnah, a Klal, and you can learn from that Klal to everything else. That Klal, you have a rule here. Holchad Ach HaKarv L'Hakil, and Mechza Mechza L'Hachmir, you go, Mechza Mechza L'Hachmir. So we go L'Chumra. So, the Teretz is like this. Once you have the cloud, you know the answer. Now, why did the Mishnah pick out these four cases? Each one of these four cases is actually a chiddush. For example, by Chulam Ma'aseh Sheni is a chiddush. Even it's not only by Kachim, it's even by Chulam Ma'aseh Sheni. The case of Kinim Oyla Geiz the Geiz Oyla. You know what the chiddush is there? That I can have Tanai Bezdin. Everything has its own chiddush, and therefore everything is brought. That, you know, the first one also that the dava is more chashuv is a chiddush because the Mara thought maybe come and see is more chashuv. So everything in the Mishnah is a chiddush. The other cases, I know the answer between Goyz La'Ola and Eitzim. Of course, Goyz La'Ola between Levoina and Zavik Haperis. Of course, Levoina. We know the answer. We don't need you to explain it to us once we have the rules. But the other cases are all cases of their chiddush. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Next Mishnah. Now we'll talk about Vaita money found on. This is already money found outside the base of Mikdash. Moyos Shinim Shulafeisoichir Behema. Now the minig was that people had Maisa Shani, obviously. Maisa Shani is 10% of the produce. And I want them heard from one of the, I think the Rabbi Shmuz, that 95% of the people. In the old days, 95% of people worked in agriculture. That was the business. Agriculture was 95% of the profession. That was 95% of what people did. You know, there was 5% of dayanim and lawyers. 95% were in the agriculture business. So it was a lot of ma'aseh sheni going around here. And everyone had ma'aseh sheni. What they did was, they didn't want to start keeping tool around to get spoiled. It's hard to carry. So they transferred it into money. They had money when they went up to Eilu regularly, or any time up to the year they went up to Yerushalayim, they brought the money to Yerushalayim to buy stuff with the Ma'aseh Sheni money. The most common thing to buy was a carbon. They brought a behemoth, brought a carbon, ate the meat. There was yotza carbon. They had meat. Everything was mamash gavaldik. So, and therefore, in front of the sacred behemoth in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, any money found there, you assumed 100% that it was from Ma'aser Sheni money. Plus, it wasn't. There was no other. People did not use any other money besides Ma'aser Sheni money to buy behemoths. So much Ma'aser Sheni money around, that was the main money used for behemoths. Mois shenimsu lefnei seichrei behema lo'ilo ma'aser. It's always Ma'aser Sheni money of harabayis. Let's say you find money on the harabayis. That's not. That's any money could be right. Then it's chulin. Then it's chulin because rave money in the world is chulin. And anyone who goes up to Har HaBayis is, we're talking about years of money sitting there, so you go, what's the rave? It's chulin. Uvishalayim, Vishakalim, Vishashana, chulin. The whole, all year round, the regular time of the year, it's chulin. Because they sweep the streets every day in Yerushalayim. So every day is, down by itself, is today a day where there'll be chulin money, Ma'aser Sheni money. So all year round, it's chulin money. Uvishas, the regular Yom Tov time, people come up with a lot of Ma'aser Sheni money, you can assume it's Ma'aser. So that's the few halachas in our Mishnah. We have Mois on the Harbais is Chulin, in Yerushalayim, depends when it is, and Mois from the Sechir Behema, Aloyla Mais Hasheni. Basar, now what about Basar that's ready, you have a slab of meat? Basar Shnimsa Ba'azara. Avarim, if it's these big limbs and not cut into rib steaks, then we know it's Oilos in the Beis Mikdash. Because Oilos, the whole thing is burnt, so you don't, no purpose in the cutting into cuts of meat. Then it's Oilos. But if you see in the Beis Mikdash cuts of meat and it's lost, and you don't know what it is, it's a chatos, because chatos is to eat. Maybe it's a shlomim. No, shlomim you're allowed to eat out of the Beis Mikdash. There's no reason for shlomim to be around. So therefore you can assume it's chatos meat. And Asham not so common. Asham not so common. Uvri shalayim, zivchei shlomim. In shalayim you can assume it's zivchei shlomim. But all three cases, zevizeh, tuba tzerasa, yotzvei tzerefa, you can't eat it as a chatas, you can't eat it as a shlomim. You have to wait till it gets uber tzura overnight and it goes by tzerefa. What's the reason? Because we're not sure. Or there's a different pshatim, either pshat is from a siach dasmit, or you're not sure, maybe this is a few days old, this meat. And it's really nice. Therefore, you can't eat it. And it goes by tzerefa. Frek the Rambam. Oh, that's Frek the Rambam, the kasha. Rambam in halachas and in yad. As his kasha. So what's the difference? What it is? If you're anyway waiting for tomorrow. It says, nafmina is if someone goes ahead and be'isser eats it. He goes and eats it. So then the shayla is let's say a zar eats it. So if it's a chatos, there's me'ila. If it's a shlomim, there's no me'ila. Because shlomim, it's not, the zar not eat it. Different case like that. He says, nafmina is if someone with the ever goes and eats it. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Psula HaMakadosh explains. They can bring them all together, yeah. Here we go. Zokta Mishta Vaita, Nimtzo Begvulim, if you find it, you find a piece of meat, this is nothing to do with kachim, you find a piece of meat in Lakewood. Avarim is Nevelos. If it's a big shtick, a big whole limb, it's a Nevelo. Because you never want, Mastamba, this carbon will end up being a Nevelo. And if it's a Nevelo, they're throwing it out. They're throwing it out, there's no point in making them cuts of meat in the brisket. They just leave the whole thing and they're going to give it to a guy. So if it's a varm nevelos, v'chatichos, if it's current to cuts of meat, then it's a v'tara. It's talking about a city that's Rav Yisrael. So you find a piece of meat, let's say in Lakewood, you can assume it comes from Yisrael. Over shasa regel, shabbos rubov, let's say in Yerushalayim, shasa regel, there are a lot of basar around, af a varm mutaris. Maybe not in Yerushalayim, anywhere. There's a lot of meat around, shasa regel, even a varm, because it's so much meat, they don't bother cutting it into pieces. They let the families cut into pieces, and therefore, Avarim are mutaris. The Avarim also are mutaris.